Good morning. This is Reed Collins with the CBS World News Roundup. President Reagan has the Republican leadership down from the Hill for a peek at the plan today. The rough sketch of a battle plan to be played out next year. The House and Hill story, and first, Deborah Potter from the White House.
The president meets this morning with Republican congressional leaders to give them a preview of his tax and budget plans for next year. But it won't be much more than a glimpse. So far, Mr. Reagan has made no decisions on the controversial proposals he's been asked to consider. Last night, at a dinner for Senate Republicans, Mr. Reagan called for party unity, saying the battles ahead will be good battles.
My friends in the other party have been saying that our 49-state sweep was not a mandate, and that I personally am a lame duck. Well, if I'm so lame, I've decided to get a cast. And that'll be useful when I have to do some kicking.
Left unsaid that some of the kicking will be aimed at the moderates within his own party, who've already vowed to nudge him toward what they see as an unpleasant reality. The deficit can't be cut enough without a tax increase. Deborah Potter, CBS News, Washington.
This is Neil Strauser on Capitol Hill. When the White House lays out budget-cutting and tax reform possibilities to Republican leaders today, Bob Dole will be attending for the first time as the incoming Senate Republican leader. And what will he be saying?
As little as possible. I mean, I really mean that. I mean, I think right now they're presenting their options, and I don't think we should be in a position of doing anything that might delay movement. What I want is movement. I think this is a big matter of priority, the deficit.
Beyond his emphasis on deficit reduction, it seems clear that Dole, very much like House Democrats, wants to leave the first move up to the White House. And from the irreverent one-liners on display yesterday, it also seems clear the White House may find dealing with Dole considerably different than dealing with the accommodating Howard Baker.
I've talked to the president. A lot of these people call that I haven't heard from lately. The vice.
Dole didn't rule out the possibility that defending the Republican Senate majority in 1986 may conflict with his other goal of passing the president's program. Neil Strauser, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
William Ruckelshaus is stepping down as head of the Environmental Protection Agency after 20 months at the helm. We asked him this morning about the reasons for the leave-taking. Mr. Ruckelshaus, I'd like to ask you of the stories that one of the reasons you're stepping down now is because of proposed budgetary cuts in the agency. Is that true or not?
Well, not so. We have no idea what the budget passed back to EPA is, and I assume EPA, like most domestic agencies, is going to be under some pressure, but we have no indication of a budget cut of that kind. It had nothing to do with my deciding to step down.
What was the primary reason for it now?
The primary reason was that when I came back, I said I would commit to the president through the election and at that time take a look at it. I am confident that what I came back to do has been done. The agency is running well. The morale is up. The management systems are in place. The momentum is in the programs. Therefore, it's a good time for me to return to private life.
Who would you like to see as your successor?
I've suggested to the president criteria, those criteria being competence, obviously loyalty to him, integrity, openness, experience in Washington and at EPA, and I've given him some names. But it's up to him to choose from those names, and I'm confident he'll use the same criteria I suggested.
Is your list long?
Well, it's not long, no, but there are several names on it, and I think there are many people who could do the job.
You have had the plaudits of the severest critic probably alive in America today, the environmentalist. How does that make you feel going out?
Well, going out, the plaudits are there, but not coming in or while I'm there. And I always take a little bit of this on both sides with a grain of salt, because it somewhat depends on where you are as to what people say. I feel personally good about it. That's more important to me than what people might say.
William Ruckelshaus resigning as head of the EPA. October's leading indicators are following the recent trend. Frank Setapani reports.
The October decline of 0.7% was the third time in 5 months that the government's main economic forecasting tool has taken a step backward, a pattern that has tipped off past recessions in the making. Nevertheless, most economists doubt a complete collapse is in store this time. Rather, they expect a continuation of the slow growth rate of the last several months. While that could push unemployment higher, declining interest rates should provide enough consumer buying and business investment to keep the economy from sinking into a full-blown recession. The index is made up of a dozen forward-pointing components. Of the 10 available for today's report, 7 were lower, with the biggest impact coming from an increase in the number of new unemployment claims. Frank Settapani, CBS News, New York.
The running back, Ricky Bell, has died of one of those weird diseases in the back of the playbook. Bell was only 29. He had started at USC in the mid-70s, played for 6 years in the NFL for Tampa and San Diego. Bombs damaged the U.S. cultural offices in Lima, Peru, on the eve of a one-day protest strike. And after 2 days of it, the opposition in Chile is reassessing its strategy. The Pinochet government used force to put down protests there. And Santiago, the capital, was kept running despite the call for a national strike in Chile. Dozens of elk hunters in Oregon are stranded by heavy snows, 2 feet blown in on 80-mile-an-hour winds. While it's wet and warm in the east, a record 66 degrees yesterday in Albany, New York, flooding in portions of Pennsylvania. For 9 weeks, the white-collar workers at Yale University have been striking for higher pay. Tonight, they'll vote whether to suspend the strike for the Christmas holidays, return to work before Christmas, then go out again in mid-January. The dollar has paused in its march on the rest of the world's money today, while gold in London was fixed at $331.75, up a dollar from last night's price in New York. It's 10 minutes past the hour.